Good afternoon, Crash. How are you doing today?
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, so welcome on today's podcast.
Very excited, very excited.
Yeah, same here, buddy. And
Yeah.
Jackson's good to have you here too as well.
Yeah, it's an honor, man. I'm just happy to be here.
So to start off with the questions, I just wanted to ask you, what got you into horror games?
Well, what got me into horror to begin with was Friday the 13th. Love me some Jason, but horror games, I'd have to say Outlast Trials, or Outlast, not Outlast Trials. Outlast Trials is recently. Outlast came before. So yeah, Outlast.
And what got you into like Outlast Trials?
You mean just
Just
Outlast?
Or Outlast? Yeah.
Outlast came like much. Trials came out much later. Like, I think, didn't Outlast come out in like
Outlast
2012?
Outlast came 2012, 2013. I think the main thing that got me into it was Jacksepticeye. And then there was another game called Curse of Blackwater, which I don't think you can find anymore, but it was like an older game. It was like back when Amnesia and SCP were like really huge.
And this is a before FNAF, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, before FNAF.
Oh, really? Okay, so is that like where it kind of like started in like the indie horror genre or just the horror genre?
Indie horror, but Friday the 13th started horror like as a whole.
Okay. And yeah, 'cause I'm gonna be honest with you both. I haven't really played Outlast or Outlast Trials, so that's why I've been curious to ask you that.
Oh my
So
God.
yeah.
Outlast Trials is really freaking good. I think as of recording, they just released a new update.
Yeah, they did update it.
Yeah, they added them like teasing like this new toxin thing, mechanic thing.
But yeah, so besides like Outlast and Outlast Trials, and I know you said you like Friday the 13th, so my mom actually grew up on the Jason Voorhees films and all that, and she really does like Friday the 13th.
It's a classic, man.
I'm gonna be real with you though. For me, so I don't know if you know Jeepers Creepers. That's one of my most liked. No, I will be wrong. Like I'll be honest with you. I got into Jeepers Creepers because of my dad. Because my dad was more of like, 'cause growing up as a kid, I got into like Transformers because of my dad, and I got into Jeepers Creepers. So mainly the horror coming from my dad mostly.
You just had to begin to horror from the worst possible like movie franchise, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, don't forget, Killer Clowns from Outer Space is one of them.
Okay, yeah. Let's just pretend Killer Clowns got you to horror and not Jeepers Creepers. Ugh, I've heard too many horror stories about that.
Do you like Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I've never seen it. I really need to. I heard it's really good, but like Jeepers Creepers, ugh, I only heard about the
Bro, bro,
yeah.
you missed out when it, with that movie.
Killer Clowns.
Yeah.
I know. I was a sheltered child, okay?
It's all
Like
right.
I was not allowed to watch certain movies growing up. Like
I
not
mean,
even like
it's okay. I mean, I never got to really watch all kinds of horror films growing up as a kid. I mean, as I got older, I was able to like just look back
Yeah,
at them and.
the only difference is most people would say like Friday the 13th is their favorite, but then I've seen some people say like I think Nightmare on Elm Street and like Texas Chainsaw or something like that, or even Halloween.
Oh,
I couldn't get into Halloween.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you mean?
Yes, Texas Chainsaw, that's just a short abbreviation of what we call it.
Yeah, Texas Chainsaw. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my mom says that. Never mind. I remember now.
All right, so now that we got what got you into horror, now the real question is like, what got you into Dark Deception, but more specifically, Monsters and Mortals? Like, what got you into the Dark Deception fandom, to be more specific?
So, funny enough, the start of the Dark Deception fandom arisen was from Markiplier. I watched, I think, his episodes of playing like I think the first three levels, and then like the older game all the way back in 2014. Most people say like Markiplier for like literally everything. Yeah, that's where I got interested in like like Dark Deception. And then I recently watched like Dako and 8-Bit Ryan playing it. And that's what kept me like hooked to it, because it was a unique like spin on horror, like as a whole. And then we come to Monsters Immortals, which I guess I wanted to try it because I heard there was like a beta for it. And I enjoyed the beta, despite my interest now. But I played the beta, I enjoyed it, and I just enjoyed the game as a whole when it was just actually fun.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm not having fun with it now, which leads to like all the modding and stuff, but but yeah.
Yeah. I can definitely say Monsters Immortals is really fun, like especially with friends. Like if you got like a group of people and you just want to kill some hours, like hop onto Monsters Immortals and just go crazy. It's a good way to pass the time. It's great
when you can actually get into a lobby though.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it's just Pac-Man.
Which let's just cross our fingers and hope that the console port goes really successful.
Yeah. Just cross our fingers.
Wait, will it actually be on consoles?
Yes. They have announced it earlier this year.
Man, I really have to catch up with these.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, I'm now officially joining the club with you guys now. I'm officially a part of the Scout members.
Welcome to the Scout Club of being behind on indie horror news and such.
I don't know. I think I'm more like on par with it, other than, let's say, games like Banban and stuff.
I stopped paying attention to Banban a long time ago, man.
Rightfully so.
Wait, you said Garden of Banban?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
that's when I stopped like paying much attention.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that game took away my dignity, and I got it captured all on live stream.
I mean, the thing is that like, so like, because I know you you like playing Monsters Immortals, like, but what got you into like Monsters Immortals in the first place? I mean, I know you like Dark Deception and all, but then
I actually did just kind of explain it earlier.
Yeah.
Where they just happened to make a demo or like a beta for Monsters Immortals, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try it. Just completely fell in love with it after that.
Is there like any favorite characters you have in mind for the game? Like any monsters in there or immortals that you play as?
So on the monster side, I like and I'm gonna count DLC for this as okay. well. But I like Monkey. In terms of like his design, and yeah, sure, he's a weak like monster now, but in terms of like design wise, I just love Monkey. And then for DLC monster, it's got to be Robbie the Rabbit, because who doesn't like a pink bunny with overalls with a fucking lead pipe that can multiply and beat the living shit out of you?
Of course, I mean, every time you name drop Robbie the Rabbit, I always assume you're gonna say like Robbie Rotten or something.
Funny enough, yes, there is a Robbie Rotten skin for Monsters Immortals.
There you go.
You're joking. You're joking.
No, I'm not. I have to send you an image of what I'm talking about. But there is.
Oh my.
It's a skin for Doug Houser.
Oh my. Of course.
Ooh, and speaking of which, I can probably talk about it now since it's still related to the Robbie Rotten thing. Engie's character has a Robbie Rotten skin. Grant me, it's not all completely Robbie Rotten, but like the uniform and stuff is Robbie Rotten based.
Oh my god.
I need to see that.
Oh my god.
Will you
see it sooner than possible?
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah,
you'll probably get to see it sooner than later.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of mortals, what are your favorite mortals?
Favorite mortals? Simple. Nixon. Just, like, in terms of, like, design for a mortal, like, he's just, like, my favorite mortal in general, but he's also, like, one of my good friends as well. And he's just fun to play as, even if he's weak, like all the nerfs and stuff. He happened to be one of the most overpowered characters thanks to his ultimate. Like you can literally be at like last place on Soul Collection, get your ultimate, and you'll all automatically be in like first place.
But then they nerfed him.
Yeah, they nerfed him to like they didn't nerf him once. I think they nerfed him twice.
I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, like
he was a little too overpowered. Like before, when he had like the where he collects 30 shards.
Yeah,
that was like a little too much. So like it took off like literally almost all the shards off the map with 30%. Like say there's like three. So imagine like there's 1,000 soul shards on like Silent Hill. He can take out like a good 300 just by using his ultimate alone, which could possibly like end the game faster.
Oh my gosh. And then they just nerfed him and made him his ultimate useless.
Well, first of all, the first nerf that they did, they lowered it to like 20. But then the second nerf, they just reworked him entirely because of how like he was still really, really good. And yeah, they reworked him all the way down to like 30 shards at a 20 meter radius. And like, who's going to get 30 shards in a 20 meter radius until like the next wave? And especially you're waiting for 2 minutes just for his ultimate. So honestly, the ultimate at that point wasn't even worth it, because as soon as you get your ultimate, like all the shards that you were going to plan on using your ultimate for is already gone.
So that's just kind of stupid then.
It is. It's very dumb.
Yeah. Hashtag buff Nixon. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Yes, hashtag buff Nixon. Nixon deserves love. It's Nixon abuse gang. Come on, we can do it.
Shout out to Nixon.
Let's get a hashtag started, and hopefully Vince will listen to us. Or whoever's
I would love to discuss it. Actually, I can also discuss something down the line. If you guys decide to talk about this topic.
So now that we got Monsters Immortals out of the way, so you're the creator of this mod called The Cult of Foxy, once called The Cult of Foxy Pirate Collection, but now just called The Cult of Foxy.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what inspired you to develop the mod? Like, what got you to make an entire mod with your friends and with Christopher McCullough?
So what actually started as like a small character joke mod became something that I just like fell in love with wanting to work on. So originally I had a model done by someone entirely different. I don't even think I still have the model anymore now, unless Bonbon has it somewhere saved. But essentially the model that I got was just it was gross. It was disgusting. It was terrible. So I was like, you know what? I sent it to Bonbon. I told them, hey, just play around with it. Do what you want with it. He comes to me, I think, a few months later, saying, hey, here, I did this. Enjoy. Then when I tested it, it was like, oh. And this was when I realized that there's so much potential that we could do with modding. So, and I told them, tell you what, we could just make an entire mod with The Cult of Foxy. And I commissioned this new guy, Hainer Turpo, or Dude HTM, I think it is. You can follow him on Twitter, to make all the models. And I think he did a very, very, very good job with it. When we released the first set of mods, it wasn't like a big project or anything. We released it, I think, New Year's Day, like on the 1st of January of I think 2023, and we were like, yeah, here's this, and it gained traction fairly quickly in the Dark Deception community, becoming I guess one of the best mods that has released in recent years, because there was another mod called the Five Nights at Freddy's mod, so a huge shout out to them. They are kind of the reason why the mod happened to begin with. So yeah.
Did you take inspiration off of them?
No, actually. The idea of having like custom characters, yes, but in terms of like the character choices, no. The character choices we chose were like me, DC, and Chris, which I think was a good starter. And then later down the line, we were like, we were discussing like, hey, it'd be cool to add extra characters, possibly a map and boss and stuff, which we don't know what's going to happen if there's going to be a map because of the Unreal Engine 5 update. But the possibility is still there. I'm talking with a modeler. I'm talking with the modeler to get the pirate monkey boss done. Yeah. So Bon Bon became a character, which you can play now. You can play all four characters right now on the game through Game Jolt right now. We have like four more characters on the way, which some of them you could have played in the older version. You can't play them now until like, I think it's... I don't have like a specific month yet because I want to release at least all of them together, like at once.
Instead of having them like drop like
yeah, separately. Like little update drops. Yeah, I think it would. I think then it'd give more variety on who you could play as. So essentially, like I think six mortals and two monsters.
And the better feedback too.
Not really better feedback, but it's more. It's just faster.
Okay. I mean, hey, work smarter, not harder. Am I right?
I mean, we. I mean, to be fair, we worked really, really hard to getting this to work, and I think I'm happy with some of the results.
Yeah, yeah, I just seeing the mod in action. It's what you did was really great.
Most of that is actually on Bon Bon's part. Bon Bon did a lot of the work for it, for us, since Since I don't know really anything about like the character like importing process, and I don't animate either, so I think Bon Bon just being there and helping out makes this a little bit more easier to work with.
Well, shout out to Bon Bon then.
Yeah, Bon Bon. Bon Bon is one of my really really closest best friends on the internet right now.
Yeah, shout out to the goat, everybody.
Shout out to Bon Bon.
Yay.
So, Crash, like, how long have you been modding for, exactly?
About 2 years, or almost about 2 years, yeah.
2 years, almost 2 years. Okay, so, yeah. Like, throughout your time with learning modding and... Then when you got into Dark Deception, I'm assuming Dark Deception was your first game that you started modding in, correct?
Yes, actually.
So, over your time with learning modding, like, is there any challenges that you've had with making the mod that you're currently working on for the Cult of Foxy?
Oh, plenty. There's more challenges than there are like success. And when you actually successfully finish that challenge and like fix the issue, It's so nice. It gives you like a like, what's it called? What's the word? It's like breathing fresh air, essentially, because you did something, you fixed something, and people actually embrace the fixes that you do. It's more or less I care about how the mod like plays out and how people look at it. And I want people to at least like enjoy it to its fullest potential. I don't want to make something like half done and it's like not even worth my time after that. I want to make something that will be worth my time. And so far this mod has been worth a lot of my time and I love every single bit of it. I think the main issue that I went into was porting it like for the first time to Unreal Engine 5. Which now I can port any game, like any old Unreal Engine 4 mod, like with no hassle, because it's once you do it once and it's ingrained in your head, it's not that hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it really difficult though with when it comes to modding?
That it depends on what you're trying to mod.
Okay, yeah, I could see that now. But like, so how about like the porting? Is the porting hard?
Not really. It's more like more or less just dragging files into an Unreal Engine folder.
So is that simple to like just really just drop and drag and drop pretty much?
It's simple like that, but it's not simple like enough because you actually still have to go in and like make sure everything looks good and works.
And that they're functioning.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I've gotten more errors after porting it than I did on the UE4 version.
Well, that's good to know.
But those errors are actually easily fixable. And once you figure out how to fix them, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
Shout out to Epic Games, gang.
Shout out to Unreal Engine for being a pain.
Yeah, exactly. And once you get through it and you figure out how to fix it, it's like, I did something great. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. So, so one of the characters in the mod is Christopher McCullough, who is also the voice of Foxy from FNAF and many other characters. He's a character within the mod, and he does full-fledged voice acting, and it's mainly just grunts and additional voice lines.
I mean, everybody records their own character, but he I think for Chris in total, I think his was like, he did all of them very, very well, and he did it at like the right tone and like volume, to where I didn't actually have to change any of the like audio settings for him in the mod. So
yeah, that was linked to the question, like, what was it like working with him, like, for the mod itself?
Believe it or not, he's a very easy and understanding and just very, very, very quick guy. Like, I think, I paid him $20 in total, which was, like, very, very cool of him, because we knew each other. As far as I know, he's very aware of the project, and I think he holds it to his heart, because it's a project with him in it. But then it's like, he's just quick. He's like very quick. I commissioned him, or I paid him to do it the night before, and then he got back to me with all of the files like the next day.
Like, he just did it like every single voice line, just
every single voice line. Yes,
he just did it in like one shot.
I wouldn't say one shot, but like under like a day. And funny thing is, some of the voice lines that he has are all references to like stuff he's done. Like, hey, I was reading this was a voice line to a Resident Evil stream that he did. The penis joke was a thing he's also done.
Because it was cupcake.
No, I think so. I think that's what it's called. But it was like,
yeah. It's the penis cupcake. It's like a Team Fortress 2. Video of like, I think it was Soldier or something like that.
Yeah, no, because I sent him I sent him like a bunch of like voice lines, and some of them were just, like I said, references. And then you got Ahoy, which is his ultimate line, where it's I want to say it's a reference to Foxy, a huge reference to Foxy. Even I think that's what most people would have like been happy to hear about, is yes, Foxy technically has a type of voice in the mod, though it's not really Foxy.
It's just the guy voicing him, essentially.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think Chris did a really good job with the mod. Like, and I'm still surprised like he did it all in just one day.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, working with him was like a cakewalk. He did everything that I needed him to do, and for $20, I think that was completely worth it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're looking for a voice actor, I recommend.
I actually wanted to ask you this, Crash, and I know I've been waiting for this for quite some time now, and I've honestly wanted to ask you, who is your favorite Fanverse developer from the Fazbear Fazbear initiative?
My boy, Nixon.
I was hoping you'd say that.
There's nothing wrong with Kane. There's nothing wrong with Emil. Emil's a really nice guy. Kane's questionable, but he's really nice. But Nixon, though, me and him, like, we just talk and talk, and it's just fun to work with. And like, just in general, just talk with him.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say Nixon, because I know how much you like Nixon and his character from like Monsters Immortals, and
like his character is very much unique.
Yeah, like, again, is it Nixon.
Like what yeah, shout out to Nixon. And I've also wanted to ask, like, what made you like him out of all the Fanverse developers in the beginning?
He's more straightforward with you.
So he's like
literally it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's literally it. And he's just generally a nice guy if you like talk with him more.
And he's more honest with you too.
He actually is pretty honest. about things.
I can honestly respect that. Honestly, I try to be straightforward with people as much as possible. And, you know, and hearing that coming from Nixon and seeing the way he is with people, I respect it, I will say. And yeah. I respect you as well, too, Crash.
Exciting.
Yeah, we got that's basically all the questions we have. But is there anything we can expect from you in the future? Like, you know, say an ambassador?
Okay, so the ambassador program, I can talk a little bit about it. I can't talk about everything, but essentially, in a way, expect maybe some ambassador-like skins for Colt the Foxy mod.
Oh,
because I always wanted to, like, as soon as I got accepted into it, I wanted to do something like related to it, like as a yes, I'm a part of this program and I want to support it. And I think I've even made a video trying to explain what the ambassador program is and what the benefits are. And yeah, I actually do think being an ambassador is kind of worth it because the benefits look really, really promising. Just in general, I can't wait to see it go through. And it recently, I think it recently just started.
Oh.
So, I'm very excited to see where it goes from here.
Well, again, congratulations on being an ambassador. That's honestly a really high honor. You also did the logo for
No. Another day. Another time. We are only talking about Cult of Fox. Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you this, and Monsters Immortals related stuff.
Okay, I'll just back away then.
It's okay, Jackson.
Maybe another day.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to be with us. And is there anything you would like to say before we sign off for today?
So don't take life for granted. And if you're learning to like learning modding and stuff, take your time and just enjoy the process of modding. We do have a modding Discord server for you to join if you want to like get advice from people like me and Bon and all those other guys on how to mod Monsters Immortals or just Dark Deception in general. Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah.
Before we do end this off, I would like to say to you, Crash, especially, thank you so much for being on here today, and I thank you for willing to consider being on here for your episode. And Jackson, thank you for always being here since the start of the show.
And
there is one more thing I would like to say.
Oh, okay, go for it.
I would like to thank Nixon for all of his just all of his kind words and just helping me out. Like, yeah. Just him and Bon, they've all just been there. They're all really nice people. So hopefully you guys will go see some of Bon stuff. Hopefully you'll see the Joy of Creation office demo that's hopefully releasing this year, or at least this month, I should say.
That's
very excited for you guys to see what we've done for it.
Yeah, I really can't wait.
Honestly, dude, like as a FNAF fan from the past, like I honestly like I'm looking forward to seeing Nixon with his new lineup for the Joy of Creation. I'm looking forward to it.
The stuff I've seen from it, it looks amazing.
Nothing hurts with revisiting the past, don't it?
Hell yeah.
So thank you both for being on here today, and I think that's all for now.
Thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.
# Bump Nixon.